This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to bring about wisdom into our hearts in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is a pleasure to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about how we can have wisdom enter our hearts in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, we know that Islamic lifestyle is not just something that deals with our physical aspect, meaning, you know, for example, we brush our teeth daily, we pray five times a day, we fast in the holy month of Ramadan and on special occasions, you know, or we wash ourselves, we clean ourselves, we take a bath. These are all, you know, physical things that Islam has recommended and Islam has spoken about when it comes to a Islamic lifestyle. But there's another aspect, and that aspect is spirituality, wisdom, you know, knowledge, this kind of purity and purification and perfection of the human being. Now, this complete perfection of the human being comes about when both the physical aspect and the spiritual aspect of a human being comes into balance and moves towards this ultimate perfection, which, of course, leads to this nearness to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we're talking about this spiritual aspect of a human being, of course, wisdom is one of the things that is fundamental when it comes to spirituality. Matter of fact, it could be said that the result of spirituality is, in fact, wisdom. And wisdom, of course, just like knowledge, is this light that the Almighty Allah places into the heart of an individual whom he pleases and who he sees fit for that knowledge and wisdom. And so wisdom truly being a gift from the Almighty Allah for our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about what we can do so that wisdom enters our hearts. And of course, this wisdom then becomes a guiding light and this means of salvation in our Islamic lifestyle. So, one of the things that we have been taught specifically by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is that constant struggle against the desires of ourself, of our nafs, will make wisdom enter our hearts. So here we find the answer to our question, how do we have wisdom enter our hearts? Well, we have to struggle against our selfish desires. We need to struggle against this carnal self, which pushes us towards an insatiable appetite of material things and materialism in all its various forms, whether it is, you know, food or drink or women or this amassing of property and wealth and status and position and all these different aspects and manifestations of the worldliness and of materialism. And so here, if we struggle against these desires, and in reality it is a struggle against the greed of this lower self, which constantly wants more and is never satiated. You could have the best of food, you could have the best of houses, you could have the best of women, you can have the most children, but if that lower self, that carnal self, that nafs is not kept in check, it will never be fully satiated. And if if that is the situation, then wisdom will never enter our hearts. So for wisdom to enter our hearts, we are going to have to keep our desires of the self in check so that we can live that pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.